Hello.
Hi, is that Brian?
Hi.
It's Francesca from INS. Yeah, so the number that we had on file for you wasn't connecting.
I can hear a problem with my SIM card.
Yeah, it was 07386214969.
Ah, that's not right.
No, so I'll change that on the file for you now. So is this the best number to contact you from?
Aye.
Perfect. So just calling in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to speak? To come
Aye,
through? Yeah?
it's
Perfect.
fine now.
Perfect. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details, if that's okay, and gather some more off you. So would you be able to confirm your full name for me, please?
Brian Thomas Cloyd.
And your date of birth?
9788.
And your current address?
87 Sydney Place, Lockerbie, DZ112JA.
That BZ12JA.
D for Delta, G for Golf, 112, J for James, A for Alpha.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And is there any chance that you knew your address that you were in before you were placed in care?
It would have been 7 Elm Court, Stranraer.
Would you be able to spell it? Sorry, seven L
7
Court.
Elm Court, ELM Court,
Elm Court. Yeah, and what
Stranraer.
area?
That's Stranraer.
Perfect, thank you. And did you know your parents' names?
Hi, James McGarry Cloy.
Yeah.
Veronica Allison.
Annika Harrison.
Allison.
Allison, sorry.
Aye.
And just to clarify, so do we have the right email for you on file, yeah?
Aye, you
We just
do, aye.
ignore them. Perfect. So just for the purpose of this call, so as to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, we'll go through your options, explain how INS Law operates, we'll go through the funding and the fees, and then we'll gather some initial information to assess whether we can help you or not. So this part of the phone call, it does include taking statements of your time in care. Is that something you're okay to do today?
Aye,
Yeah?
that's fine.
No worries. Perfect. So see, I understand that discussing experiences and everything connected to this application can be difficult. So at any point during the call, if you need a break or if you need explanation or support, okay, just let me know and take your time, okay? And do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you
No,
want to make me aware of? No? No worries.
none of that, no.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme, so it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I just want to go through all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply by yourself without a solicitor. So you do the application and the evidence and everything yourself. Or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you, whether you're successful or not. And they can receive up to £2,000 from the government. Whereas so with us, so we do not operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement with us. So can I just confirm that have you had any contact with any other solicitors or anything regarding this?
No, never
No?
not
No worries.
not not.
Okay, perfect. So our agreement, if you stick with us, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing, and you can also withdraw your application at any time without any charge. So if you are successful, and you get the redress payment, our fees consist of this basic charge based on time spent, and then a success fee. However, so the total is no, it's never capped more than 20% of your redress payment.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, so I just want to make clear as well. So we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award. So they operate on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail further on. But we will try our best. We'll get everything sorted for you. So anything else, you don't have to be in any contact with them, so we do everything for you. So along that, so is what we do for you. So we gather and review all the evidence, we prepare and submit your application, we do all the correspondence with the redress scheme, and then if an offer is made, then we can advise you on anything. We explain the statutory waiver, and then if you're unhappy with the outcome of anything, we can also assist you with any reconsideration or review processes. Is that all okay so far?
I do, really.
Perfect. So if a redress offer is made to you, I'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether on accepting anything. So it is important, because if you accept an offer, if you accept the award from them, it can affect your ability to pursue any future civil claims relating to the matters.
Right.
You're never expected to accept an offer unless you fully understand the consequences. So when it gets to the stage of whether you're successful or not, we'll explain that in greater detail. Regarding us, so with the right to cancel, so if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement, and then you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. We can begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect. So following this call as well, I'll send over an email just with details of documentation we need. So we need proof of identification, preferably photographic evidence, or birth certificate, and then proof of address, and then proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. Is that all okay?
I've got that, aye.
Yeah, perfect. So you rang from the WhatsApp? So you can also send just photos of them to our WhatsApp as well, if that's easier.
Okay.
So I just need to gather some more information from you for the next part of the application. So regarding contacting you, is there any preference or anything that you wouldn't like to be contacted via?
No. Email or a couple.
Yeah, perfect. And then, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that we need to be aware of?
No, I am disabled, but I've got neuropathy, nerve damage in my legs.
Okay. I'll pop that on the file for you. And if you are successful, and anything was to happen to you, did you want to add a beneficiary to file just in case?
What does that mean?
So if anything was to happen to you while your application is ongoing, or if you're successful, then it would be handed to the beneficiary, and we'd do any correspondence with them. Yeah?
Katrina Cloy.
How am I spelling that first name, sorry?
C-A-T-R-I-A-N.
So Katrina Cloy, yeah?
Katrina, we are near then.
Katrina Cloy. Perfect. And her date of birth?
Oh, I don't know that.
Did you have an area, like a house address or the area?
This is 30. With the,
it's okay. Thank you.
30 King George Road, Glenrah.
What was that last part, sorry?
I'm just going to get that some later, so it'd be better to take me. No, I get it wrong. I 30 King George Road, Stranraer.
And what area is that in?
It's Division Galloway, Stranraer.
Thank you. And did you have a contact number for her, or an email address or anything?
I'll give you your number here.
Yeah.
921-309-09.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And would you be able to name the GP surgery you're currently registered with, if there is one?
Malkavy surgery.
Is that Malkavy, did you say?
Malkavy.
And what area is that in?
Dumfries.
What was that, sorry?
The Peace and Gallery.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, so the next section now, so we move on to the case settings. So would you be able to name the case settings you were placed at, and if you can, with a brief estimate of how old you were or the dates you were there for?
I was jailed in school for boys in Beeve, Scotland.
What area was that, sorry?
It was outside Paisley, close to Paisley.
And what ages were you there for?
Was there from 13 to 16.
16, yeah. And are there any others?
No, just jailed.
Just that one, yeah. What age were you placed in care, or was it just 13 to 16?
I was placed in jail in a child protection order.
What was that, sorry?
I was in a child protection order.
Child protection order.
Aye.
And was that when you were 13, yeah?
Aye.
13. Perfect. So did you leave care following that place when you were 16?
I left care, they took me out on my 16th birthday.
And were you placed back with family, or did you just move up, like go by yourself?
I was placed in homeless.
So the next part now, so I just need to take some statements from you for what happened to you while you were in the care setting. Obviously, I understand it's very, very difficult. It's not something nice to do. So again, if you need a break or if you need some time away or anything like that, just let me know, okay?
I know your thing.
Yeah. So would you just be able to give me so a brief why you were placed there? So you said it was the child protection order.
Yeah, my mother and father were involved in domestic violence quite a lot.
Yeah.
I was removed to the home and placed in foster care. And then from foster care, I went into Jailsland School for Boys.
Yeah.
And I was in there until I was 16, but the minute you arrived there, they took everything from you. They left you with basic clothes. It was, you were cold showers, and that was another thing. You were always in a cold shower.
Yeah.
When they restrained you, they used to restrain you like the police. If you wouldn't go to your room, or if you wouldn't go for breakfast, if you wouldn't go for school, they were hands-on straight away, and they physically moved in places they wanted you to go.
Yeah.
Then you would get the staff that would put you in your bedroom, take all your clothes off you, leave you naked in the bedroom, and then female staff would come in and sit in the same room as you and point and laugh at you, dehumanize you, mostly stuff like that, but
Yeah.
wasn't physical, but it was more mental again. Then there was
It's a lot of mental psychological abuse.
I
So you mentioned that, so was it the female staff would come in? Would they just sit there and just say things
I
and just
would just
laugh?
take,
Yeah.
would laugh and can they would take the piss at you, no woman would ever want you, or this, that can they would go on for hours.
What kind of things did they say to you, if that's okay, if you can recall anything?
Just inside your cocks, you've got tiny wee cocks, no woman would ever want you, look at the state of you, and just stuff like that.
Yeah. Just dehumanizing comments, isn't it?
Aye.
And I have to ask as well, just for the statement, so regarding that, so how would you say, like, how you felt in those situations and how it affected you now?
It was terrible feeling, because it would just come in and leave. They would come in and they'd be in the room with you for what felt like hours, and you're naked while they're just the whole time making you feel like you're nothing, that you never will be anything. That, and
Was
that's
it like vulnerable and exposed and
oh, definitely, I and that stays with you as you're an adult. I've never been able to be in a relationship. I've not been able to approach women. I've not been can it stuck with you. It's really good.
Affected all your relationships with any females?
It's totally, when they dehumanize you, you don't get that back.
So I've written all this down now, so thank you for trusting me and for telling me that. Obviously I understand it's not difficult, and obviously you went through a very, very horrible time. Is there anything else?
I
So
did see in jails when you had in each wing. I was in Cunningham, and at the end of the wing there would be an independent flat where the boys that were closer to 16 and getting out would, they would live in there, and it would be like your own flat, and that's where it was meant to be for, but they would take boys and put them in there with nothing. The whole and lock them in the house, and that would be them in there for days and days and with nothing. That was the kind of punishments you would get used to. When I first got there, they were using it properly, and that's where the boys would learn to live before they got out. But then they stopped doing that and started using it as like the punishment thing, were locked in the flat.
So is so when you were 16, you were placed here, was that, is that right?
When you were close to 16, you would be placed there to learn how to live in a flat and outside. So it was like independent living.
So is that under the same institution as the first one, or was it a separate one? Sorry.
No, it's in the same building. It's in the
Same.
same building.
And you were placed there around 16, did you say? And how long were you in that part for?
No, it's the same part. It was all one place. It was nice to put into it. It's I've not explained it properly. In jails,
Okay.
when they have units, and each unit has bedrooms, cells, ten cells, and they it would be locked with metal doors along. So you've got a few of them, and then one of them would be used for independent living. And
Okay.
then it changed, and then they would put you in there for days with no food,
As a punishment.
no place, nothing, just as a punishment.
So just to make sure that I have it correct now. So you were placed with under the Child Protection Order when you were about 13 to the school for boys. And then when you were a bit older, while you were in there, you got placed in the, you said the Jaisland said the cells. And then how old were you when you left then that institution completely?
16.
16. And then you were just left.
Homeless.
So was it the social services that took you and just left you homeless?
What happened was, when I was 13, I was placed. I'll try and explain it a little bit so you understand. I'll start again. When I was in Jailsland, I went in this at 13-year-old, and you were placed in a wing, like a unit, with cells along with like eight cells. It was a proper prison unit for children, and you'd be in there, and the remember I said about the they'd take all your clothes off you and put you in cold showers, and then no give you a towel and put you in your bedroom and leave you there for hours and hours, and the female staff would come in and they would do the abuse that they would do. But then, as a punishment, you would get put in the independent unit, and you'd be left there for days. And then when you came out of the unit, it didn't ever stop, so it was a cycle. And
yeah.
If the male staff didn't like you would get heavy blooded. I mean, like, they would challenge you to fight, and the minute you stood up for yourself, you were took into your bedroom and you were badly beaten.
Yeah. Okay. So you were back and forth in different sections of that institution for
Aye.
About 3 years. And then you said social services come in, so they came and took you when you were 16 and then just left you homeless.
Well, I'm put into a homeless accommodation, temporary accommodation. I was just left. I had no aftercare after that. That was you done.
Yeah. So with this with the redress scheme, regardless, so if nothing happened to you while you were at the homeless accommodation, the age they took you, how they left you, and there was no aftercare, that's all included because it was you were abandoned by them.
Aye.
So I'll pop all this on as well. Obviously, it's not the right way, is it? It shouldn't have happened.
No, because when they made me homeless at 16, I was in the community for 4 or 5 days, and then I was sent to Pullman Young Offenders Institution, and I was sent to prison back and forward. But that's before 16, I was there, and I've been in and out of prison ever since. I'm 38 now, and I've always been in an institution like jails would, because they never thought of anyone else.
Yeah. So you were left at the homeless accommodation for about 4 or 5 days, and then you were sent to the young offenders. And what area was that in?
Stenrath.
And then, with regards to that, so did you do anything for them to send you there? And you say you were in and out of prison, or was it just they didn't know what to do with you, or is there any convictions or anything like that?
I was convicted for being drunk and disorderly and breach of the peace. At that age, I was out of control. I was peace for that long when they just let me out. Gave me £100 in my pocket and left me. I didn't know how to pay a gas bill or pay council tax or live in a house or wash my clothes.
Yeah.
Even in jailson, the whole time I was 13 years old till I left, I was never took to the dentist, ever. And then when I was 18, I got all my teeth pulled. My teeth were that bad, they had to all be pulled out.
Yeah. So there was no sense of any care at all. There was no...
No.
See,
I'd done a freedom of information request for the council and got all the information about the abuse. Because in my care records, all the incident reports and the diagrams in my body where I was hurt, there was note that this incident happened, and you can see in the diagrams the human body, all the marks where I was injured. So they were documenting it, so there's proof.
Yeah, we'll be able to get those. Are there any other social service or any other councils that would have been involved during this?
No.
Would you just be able to spell it for me just to confirm I have the right one?
Aye.
Just the area, if that's okay.
Stenrana is your ticket.
Can I just confirm the spelling if that's okay?
Stenrana spelled Stranaer.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So from the male staff, they would be very hands-on and they'd put you where they wanted you to be, and it was never just, they never just asked, they just did it.
It was prison mentality.
Yeah. And then with the women, then it was dehumanizing. Obviously, it's not, yeah.
That was Odie again.
Yeah. Okay, well, so after this now, so what I'll do is I'll write up a statement for you after with everything we've spoken about. And then I will send over the contracts for you to sign. So the statement will be in the part three of the documents I send over. So you can read through the statement if you want. So this is just an outline statement that we send over to redress so they can ensure that you qualify, and then that's when we progress application. And then following that, we will require a more in-depth witness statement. Is that something, is that okay?
Aye.
Yeah, so it'll be with one of my other colleagues who are in the evidence department. So after all the evidence they've gathered and stuff, then they write a more in-depth one, which gets sent off then for the final evaluation of your application. So this one, it won't be in as much detail as the final one. So I'll get that sorted for you today. And then regarding, so just a couple other questions. So have you received a relevant payment, like a criminal injuries compensation, anything related to abuse, a court settlement?
No,
No.
never.
And do you have any criminal convictions for anything regarding murder or like any sexual offences? And have you been in
No.
prison for over 5 years
No,
for anything?
I've been in prison, but I've never been in long.
Okay, thank you. And when did you say you were first placed in the Young Offenders when you were 16?
When I was placed in. Oh, the Young Offenders, 16
Yeah.
years. It was Pullman Young Offenders.
What's that, sorry?
Pullman Young Offenders, Scotland.
Okay, I've got that down. And you say you've been in and out ever since.
It's
Yeah.
been my, as I've known, it's,
Yeah.
and I've been out now 2.5 years, and that's me only realizing the extent of my abuse because of my addiction recovery. It looks
Yeah.
into your past traumas, and
Yeah.
it was my workers and my psychiatrists that were telling me a lot of my trauma comes
Yeah.
from them. Okay, so
Yeah.
I'm dealing with that now that I'm sober. Okay,
Yeah, well, you should be proud of yourself for that as well.
because the
See,
whole time I was going through that, I was abusing everything, because in the children's homes we were allowed to buzz were deodorants. Okay, we could get high up with deodorants, and they didn't care.
yeah.
Okay, so I was getting high when you were probably still at school, then.
Yeah, so just allowed it, and yeah, so they didn't look after you, did they? So they didn't notice, or they just,
No, they didn't care if you were abused or that.
yeah,
You were allowed to smoke joints while speaking to staff. Okay.
yeah. So in regards to the institution, so the prison, is there any So since you've left, are there any that you've been in? So the prison that you were placed in when you were 16, so that was the Young Offenders, and then you were in prison. And do you remember what that one was called?
I was in Kilmarnock Prison.
Kilmarnock.
Aye.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. So the next step now, so I'll just go through the last little bit. So following that, when I send off your application then, so there's two types of applications that we can pursue under the redress scheme. So the first one is a fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you went by you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the previous awards and other people that have gone through this and stuff, I recommend I would go for the individually assessed payment if you're happy with that.
See, I've been speaking to employees for the homes that I've had this compensation, And they went for the fixed thing. They went for the fixed payment because they had criminal records.
So we'll pop it on the file. So I'll pop on the file for about your criminal records. But so the main impact one is if you were in a sentence for more than 5 years, or if there's anything related to murder or rape. So I'll
No,
pop it on.
nothing like that.
Yeah. So I'll pop it. So obviously you've been in and out for a while, but obviously you're working on yourself. So all we can do is try. So if I'd like to push for the individually assessed payment, just after everything we've spoken about, I would recommend that.
I know, just when I thought you gave me your name again.
And then if they come back and say that because of ABC that they can't do that, or the number will be low anyway, then we'll get back in contact and we can reassess and stuff. But I would definitely try push for it just at this
I'll
stage.
be happy with all again. I've been I spent my life as an addict, and I've only just got my first tooth after 38 years, you know what I mean? So anything to me to go towards my house would benefit.
Yeah, we'll do everything we can to help you.
Because
You
I'm
deserve the
disabled, but
recognition and the award as well.
I'm disabled now, so
Yeah.
getting about the house and making the
Yeah.
adjustments would be handy.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person. So, like I said, so we'll do the full witness statement on your behalf. So it'll be a phone call, further down the line. And then that's pretty much it then, unless we need more info from you for any reason. So, like
How
I said,
long does the process take, do you know?
so it can take so between 6 months and a year it can take at this stage. There's been a lot of applications, and
I know quite a few that have done it and got it.
yeah, and regarding obviously the type of application we send and the severity you suffered, we might need a bit more evidence looked into it. Obviously we'll find it. It just depends then on when the councils get back to us, how long
Because
the panel needs to assess it and stuff like that.
when I got the Freedom of Information request and went through it and separated the extreme abuse that they documented the themselves again when others they went off shift and the next shift have come in and no been aware of what's happened and done the incident report, and you can see in the diagrams the bruises that they marked in the bleeding. Again, there's evidence of
No, that's so we'll get all that through for you. So the main thing, so it'll be contacting your GP and the council, that can send all the records through. But so that's we do all of that for you.
that.
If you have the documents, if you could send them through, so if they're on, are they online or are they on paper?
No, I don't need to let my auntie's just move miles away. It's kept safe there.
That's okay. I was gonna say, if you had them, say, on your phone or anything like that, if you send them over to us, obviously that would be
Oh
great. But
no,
if
there
not,
was like 2,000 pages, so there was.
oh yeah, no, we'll if it's in paper, then that's okay. We'll get it sorted. So like I said, so following this phone call now, so I'll send over the contract for you. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, and then the request then for the proof of address and identity. So the number that you initially rang me on today, that's our WhatsApp. So if you send over just the photos of them and you get a chance. But yeah, no, so that should be everything for our call today. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate obviously the difficulty surrounding this topic and stuff.
No, thank you
But
very
yeah.
much.
But yeah, no, that's
I'll wait and see what happens, but everybody else I know I've got it, and I went through a lot
yeah.
worse than them.
Yeah. Yeah, so when we've done then the witness statement, everything there, and we can kind of get like
What's
the
the success rate in these claims? Do you know?
base. Very high.
I
Very high,
thought
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Right.
So then there's different levels then of the award that you can get. So it all depends on the severity, the time frame, all things like that. And obviously, you went through it for a long time, and obviously the severity, like, so we'll definitely push the individual, and all we can do, we can just try our best and then see what the outcome is.
I know, that's fine. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, so
Thank you.
I'll send over the email, and I'll give you a message as well, just to let you know that I've sent them over. And if you've got any questions or have any problems signing, just give us a call, or you can
I
message on
know.
WhatsApp as well. Okay.
I will do. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Right, thank
Have a
you.
good day. Bye bye now.